Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, I spend most of my time right over there on the old joke workshop, hand-shaping the newsiest tone woods like narrow-grained pine and topical Italian ash into a graceful viol shape, then capping the neck with an elegant maple scroll and tuning it up with a rope core steel A and E, but gut string G and D to create for you the splendid and resonant Amati double bass that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, while on the run after getting caught cheating at Fight Club, I'm a biter, I strap a broken hockey stick to a dirty baby pool I'm hiding under with some surgical used tubing, snort a rail of crushed Sudafed, and wail on the meth tweaker's washtub of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile...
Right there.
The jet stream.
That's the only instrument I need. Meanwhile... In Florida, a man tried to propose to his girlfriend on the bow of a boat, Titanic style, and this happened. There they are striking the Titanic pose. Everything's going great. Now he reaches into his pocket for the ring, starts to pull it out, and... Oh! Whoopsie, 2 months' salary. Didn't you see Titanic? Never let go. He made a tremendous save of the ring after that dive, and everything's fine. But maybe when you propose, your theme shouldn't be one of the most famous disasters in human history. I, for one... I look forward to their gender reveal.
Oh, it's bursting into flames! Pink flames! It's a girl! Oh, the femininity!
Meanwhile... Fatherhood changes men's brains, according to before and after MRI scans. Was that for science or just so the dads could lie down for a while? I'm good. Yeah, just put me in again. Meanwhile, New York Mayor Eric Adams is looking for a leader in the city's war on rats. Could this be a job for the mayor's alter ego, Eric Adams? Meanwhile, a sneaker store in Boston is getting attention for displaying a statue of Mickey Mouse with giant lobster claws for hands, which locals call Lobster Mickey. M-I-C. See, he's got claws. K-E-Y. Why? Because his mom banged a lobster. That's the locals. That's not me. I would never say that.
No.
Meanwhile... In World Cup news, a fan of Team Mexico had a pretty strong reaction after they were eliminated from the tournament. Take a look. You can't do that to your TV. This is soccer. You gotta stab it with your feet. Meanwhile... I got something there. Meanwhile, the singer Pink dropped thousands on an abstract painting by chimps at Miami Art Week. Let's take a look at what these chimps whipped up. Okay. That's actually beautiful. Clearly, all the black represents while the red and blue convey themes of Meanwhile... Meanwhile, Pepsi wants you to drink soda mixed with milk this holiday season. Ugh, that is disgusting. Pepsi? The soda company is encouraging customers to try the combination and use the hashtag Pilk and Cookies. Pilk being a combination, of course, of Pepsi and milk. So.
Oh!
Let's give that a try. Let's give that a try.
Oh, no.
I think I'm gonna pilk.
More meanwhile, after this. Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Folks, if you watch this show, you know I spend most of my time over in the news kitchen, sweating the day's biggest story shallots, adding a chiffonade of tarragon and chervil, creating a production of champagne vinegar and Louis Jadot Chardonnay, whisking in the yolks of Orpington hen eggs, then emulsifying it with clarified Rodolphe Le Meunier butter to bring you the Michelin star sauce bernaise that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, folks, I crash a stolen dune buggy into a compost tanker, scrape together some pumpkin husks, grass clipping, and fish heads, boil it all in a hubcap over an oil drum fire with some Fireball and Mountain Dew Code Red, and that'll let America keg stand the botulism-laced chum gravy of news that is my segment. Meanwhile, I'll take what I can get. Now, always a joy. Meanwhile, Uber is launching self-driving cars in Las Vegas, because you know what they say, what happens in Vegas will probably kill some pedestrians. Meanwhile, in competitive eating news on Tuesday, Joey Chestnut dominated the Cleveland Cavaliers pierogi eating competition. Okay, there's a lot to unpack there. First of all, Joey Chestnut is a competitive eater most famous for the Nathan's Hot Dog Championship. And Cavaliers are an NBA basketball team. And a pierogi eating contest is a cry for help. All in all, Chestnut pounded 47 pierogies while his three competitors ate 33 pierogies combined. He ate more than all three of those adult men. I'd say he put them to shame, but if you're eating double-digit pierogies, shame is where you live. Meanwhile, in food news, Hellman's wants you to put mayo in your eggnog this holiday season. No. Meanwhile, in museum news, the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum in Atlantic City is about to close. Apparently, the museum's founders failed to anticipate how many people would choose or not. Meanwhile, new research from the journal Science found that most healthy adults drinking 8 cups of water a day is completely unnecessary and is misguided in part because it doesn't take into account all the water that we get from our food, which is why I'm going to ask Ben & Jerry's to re-release Americone Dream with the new label, technically an excellent source of water. Time to hydrate. Nothing cleanses the palate like some dairy. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game. Headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.